Misfit Toys.
Hey everybody, my name is Doug and I love some movies. This is Doug Loves Movies coming to you from a hotel room in San Francisco, California on Sunday, February 10th, Two Oceans 13. Yesterday I did the biggest movie interruption yet. It was Twilight at the Castro Theater as part of SF Sketchfest with co-interrupters Greg Barrett, Michael Ian Black, Patton Oswalt, and Zach Galifianakis, and I will play the opening from that show at the end of this boner mini. Next weekend, I will be at the Winter Comedy Festival in Traverse City, Michigan. Friday, I'll be at the State Theater with Todd Barry, and Saturday, I'll be at the Old Town Playhouse with TJ Miller. And then Sunday, I'll be on my way back home. I'm going to stop off and do a Doug Loves Movies at Zany's in Rosemont, Illinois. O'Hare adjacent at 420. Come celebrate President's Day Eve with me and three really great guests, none of whom are named Jeff, TJ, or Pete. Monday, February 18th, I'm back in Los Angeles for a Benson Interruption taping at the Nerd Melt Theater in back of Meltdown Comics on Sunset Boulevard at 420, of course, and tickets should be on sale soon or now. From the corrections department, I've been told that, in fact, Mark Wahlberg does get into a fight in Rockstar in the opening scene with future guest Timothy Oliphant. That's wishful thinking on the future guest thing. Atlanta, Georgia. I'm doing stand-up at the Punchline on Saturday, March 23rd at 4:20. And a Doug Loves Movies taping on Sunday, March 24th at 4:20. Now, Twilight movie interruption from SF Sketchfest. And SF doesn't stand for sucky fucky, by the way. And as always, Team Jacob is a shithead.
Thanks, dude.
Yep.
Is that mine? Any one of those? Okay, yeah, sure, whatever one. Hey.
Hey, everybody. Wow, I'm going to sit right here in the middle in front of this lady. Enjoy watching my fat head, lady. We did it, you guys. 1,400 people. And a beautiful, gorgeous Saturday afternoon. We could be out at the park getting high. And instead, we parked and got high and then came in here to watch installment uno of the greatest cinematic achievement. Let me finish. Since the Ernest movies. Let's just get it out of the way. How many people here like Twilight? Okay, I'm very comforted that you're mostly in the balcony. Very far away from me. Because we're probably not going to have very nice things to say about it. But it's all meant in good fun. This is a big, beautiful theater. I got to choose any movie I wanted, and for some reason I picked this one. I should have said something cooler, but I guess it worked. Well, that and the people I have co-interrupting. Usually for these shows, I don't like to give away who the guests are going to be, because that just leads to sadness when those guests can't make it, but these guests are all very... One of them might not be here yet, but they are very, very reliable. The one that lived here for a long time is the one having the hardest time getting here at the appropriate time. But more about that when I get him out here. I just want to say one quick thing to my good friends here in San Francisco, one of my favorite places to play. I am coming back on April 19th and doing a Doug Loves Movies at Cobb's Comedy Club. Followed by a stand-up show that will be a countdown to 4:20. We'll do a midnight
shows at Cobb's that will be recorded and come out a few months later as my new album for the year. Yeah, so all that shit's on sale now. And let's bring out my amazing guests. The reason that this place is so full. I can't give all the credit to Twilight. Please welcome my friends, Greg Barron, Michael Ian Black, Patton Oswalt, and Zach Galifianakis. Closest to me and now with most full of chocolate. Michael Ian Black, everybody. MIB3, I like to call you. And have you seen the motion picture Twilight before?
No, I haven't read the books. I know very little about it.
Very excited.
Other than I'm going to love it.
That's awesome. Greg Barron is here, you guys. As I introduce you, let's take a seat in the front row and sit down. That way we'll see how the mics cooperate with all of us sitting near each other. Greg Barron.
Hey,
how are you, buddy? Have you seen the Twilight films, any of them?
No, but I went to the wrong movie. Here, I just seem late.
You went to the Roxy Theater?
I went to a different theater. I went and saw something. I went and grabbed it, ran into something called Skylight. Completely different.
Oh, you're in the past, Skylight somewhere.
I am done.
I can see him raising up your hand. I need a joke for why I was late. And then you're standing around writing a joke instead of getting over there. But thank you, Greg Barron. So what you're saying is you're just not that into Twilight. Patton Oswalt. Patton Oswalt's a big fan. So your microphones don't squeal.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, it's tricky. We gotta put Zach out there on his end where his mic is.
Stay there.
Has a cord on. Look at that. Beautiful.
Oh, okay.
That's what people love to watch when they come out. They don't care about the movie or the jokes. Just, how are they gonna get to their seats? Zach Galifianakis is here!
Yay.
So Twilight 1 is an interesting challenge. Yes, I know, I think it's not as good as Part 5, but I also thought experienced the entire thing. So let's find out together. Let's take a seat, Zach. Thank you again, everyone, for coming. And please, do what you must to enjoy Twilight.
Another talkie.
eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Oh, hey guys, I'm Hallie Kiefer.
And I'm Allison Libby.
And we have a podcast called Ruined, where every week we crack open a new and different horror movie to feast on the goo inside.
Oh, I hate that. And I hate all horror movies. But even though I'll never watch any of them, I always want to know all of the twists and turns.
And there's nothing I like more than watching horror movies and then telling Allison about them in gory, disgusting detail.
Ugh, no thank you. But also, like, yes, because this is the perfect podcast for scaredy cats like me.
And blood lovers like me. So join us for Ruined and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm stand-up comedian and sex symbol Tig Notaro.
And I'm actor and writer Cheryl Hines.
Before Cheryl and I got into the big business of podcasting together, we were just simply friends.
And we're still friends. But now we talk about a different documentary every week on our podcast, Tig and Cheryl, True Story. So whether you love documentaries or just want to hear us slowly lose our minds, check out Tig and Cheryl, True Story, wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, cool.